Welcome to Turner Field in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting third, the first baseman, John Olerud. Batting fourth, the catcher, Todd Hundley. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Carl Everett. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Manny Alexander. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Mlicky. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dave Mlicky. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jeff Blauser. Batting second, the right fielder, Michael Tucker. Batting third, the third baseman, Chipper Jones. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Fred McGriff. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ryan Klesko. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Andrew Jones. Batting seventh, the catcher, Eddie Perez. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mark Lemke. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Smoltz. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, John Smoltz. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alfonso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Olerud strikes out. There goes Alfonso. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hundley is walked intentionally. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blauser hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGriff strikes out. There goes Tucker. The throw from Hundley and Tucker is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Klesko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Everett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Mlicky batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mlicky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ryan Klesko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Klesko strikes out. One out. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones strikes out. two outs. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alfonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. Olerud strikes out. One out. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gilkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lemke hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Smoltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smoltz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Blauser batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Blauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Blauser takes first base on ball 4. Smoltz moves to second. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Smoltz moves to third. Blauser moves to second. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops it up and throws to first, with Mlicki covering, for the out. Smoltz scores. Blauser moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff hits a pop-up towards first. Olerud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Everett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Everett takes first base on ball 4. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Everett. The throw from Perez and he is safe. Everett steals second. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Dave Mlicki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mlicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Mlicki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Everett scores. It's Mets, 1, Braves, 1. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mlicki moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ryan Klesko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klesko is 0 for 1 in the game. Klesko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andrew Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alfonso is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alfonso hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olerud is 0 for 2 in the game. Olerud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Olerud moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lemke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemke hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Smoltz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smoltz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smoltz bunts towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blauser hits a pop-up beyond second. Berga can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Smoltz moves to second. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Smoltz moves to third. Blauser moves to second. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Braves. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGriff for the out. Two outs. Ryan Klesko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Klesko is 0 for 2 in the game. Klesko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Klesko reaches second base with a double. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Klesko trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Everett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Everett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Everett moves to second. Luis Lopez pinch hits for Dave Mlicky. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Jones throws the ball into Jones, who tags Lopez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Everett scores. Alexander goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 5-3, Braves. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alfonso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Blauser. Johnson moves to second. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Olerud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olerud hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hundley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Corey Little now pitching. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemke hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Smoltz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Smoltz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smoltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilkey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Everett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Everett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Blauser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Jones is walked intentionally. Takashi Kashiwadan now pitching. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kashiwada fires to first and has Jones trapped. There's the throw to Alexander, who tags Jones for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 3 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops it up and throws to first, with Kashiwada covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Matt Franco pinch hits for Takashi Kashiwada. Alan Embry now pitching. Butch Husky pinch hits for Matt Franco. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Husky strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alfonso takes first base on ball 4. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olerud is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Olerud takes first base on ball 4. Alfonso moves to second. Mark Waller's now pitching. Rafael Belliard now playing shortstop. Todd Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Mets. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilkey. The throw from Perez and he is safe. Gilkey steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 4 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff scoops it up and throws to first, with Waller's covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Ryan Klesko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Klesko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Klesko strikes out. 1 out. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Mets. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lemke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemke takes first base on ball 4. Keith Lockhart pinch hits for Rafael Belliard. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Everett. Lockhart reaches second base with a double. Lemke goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 7, Braves, 7. Mike Mordecai pinch hits for Mark Wallers. Greg McMichael now pitching. Carl Everett now playing left field. Alex Ochoa now playing right field. Mike Mordecai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mordecai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 7. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Mordecai now playing shortstop. Mike Bielecki now pitching. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Everett takes first base on ball 4. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alexander is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. Everett goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Mets. Alex Ochoa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ochoa takes first base on ball 4. Brad Glantz now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ochoa moves to second. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Ochoa scores. It's 10-7, Mets. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olerud is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. Tucker strikes out. 1 out. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGriff is 0 for 4 in the game. McGriff strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Atlanta Braves, 7. Goodbye from Turner Field in Atlanta.